I sat there a while until a little calmer. Holly had been right, of course. This man had died. There was no other way. There was no help for him because there was no faith in him, and no hope for him. And I felt bad about that, about the loss of somebody who was maybe better. But I shoved that all away. I had to, and concentrated hard on what I had to do. I had to do it. I had to see more. Felix was going to die. He had to. But before he did, he was going to crack, and I was going to see it. You see, I had always been the toughest man I knew. Laia hated Felix's Alpha series.
"It's too great a separation between motive and emotional," she said, shaking her head at a screen glowing before her.
She keyed away, shifting graphs and comparison charts and the like with impatience. She had seen it all before, of course, had studied little else. Maybe she thought looking at it fast enough would help it make sense. At last she keyed the relay off with an irritated gesture. She shook her head again.
"Too extreme," she said.
Holly and I looked at one another and smiled. She didn't know what extreme was. Yet. But she was about to. She had announced that next morning her intention to use the spare helmet. She'd be there in person next trip. Something about not being able, professionally, to accept the data before her, not even with Holly's corroboration. It reminded me that she was more to the project than Holly's better half. She was a full-grade psych tech in her own right. And maybe some of it was her professional skepticism, but I figured a lot of it to be the fact that Holly and I had survived it. On top of that, she was feeling more than a little left out. She could see it had done something to us, but she couldn't tell what, and we couldn't explain it. Holly couldn't, anyway. I had been quiet as I could get away with. I didn't want to think about it, much less talk about it, and maybe have everybody know how I hated